The spread of misinformation has fueled our cultural divide and increased our collective anxiety about the future. Tackling misinformation isn't a simple task, but it's important. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that's dismantling New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis.
On the show, a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic walk into a bar, and the bartender says, no, it's not that old joke. They dive deep into current events such as RFK Jr.'s involvement in mainstreaming dangerous anti-vax rhetoric. They crowdsource, research, analyze, and dream up answers to the problem with, get this, proven science as their ultimate guiding light.
I highly recommend you check out Conspirituality's fascinating episodes on creating comedy in the MAGAverse with Jordan Klepper or RFK Jr. flirting with body fascism.
And you've listened to a bunch of them at this point, Paula, I know, and you tell me you love it.
I do. They're fascinating, and my favorite part is they use, wait for it, proven science.
And if
there's any kids listening, that's a class we used to take. Proven yep. science as their ultimate guiding light. I love that.
From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed about misinformation and help you resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what do all these funny people have in common? Cecily Strong, Jason Mantzoukas, Duncan Trussell, Paul Scheer, Scott Aukerman, Beth Stelling, Tom Papa, Lauren Lapkus, Louis Anderson, Lisa Gilroy, Paul F. Tompkins, and Sir Patrick Stewart. They've all played characters on the hit comedy podcast Mega, an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch. The next time you're in the mood for some laughs, great guests, out-of-this-world improv and cultural commentary, we're here for you, baby. Listen to Mega anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is our French President Trump. I'm here for the French President Trump press conference. I shall now take the questions from the press.
Mr. President.
Fuchsia Hall, BuzzFeed News. The secret police that have been deployed in Portland, Oregon, who wear military-style uniforms with no insignias or name tags, and have both attacked and abducted peaceful protesters who they throw in the back of unmarked vans. Why is this happening?
Well, the reason they are being thrown into the back of the unmarked vans is because they have not ha-hosed the front seat. They need to call it after they are handcuffed. And while they are being pushed towards the van, they need to say, aha, hose is the front seat. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Karen Von Carlson, OAN. Am I correct that there have been no attacks from outer space since you created the Space Force uniforms?
Thank you, Karen. Is that true? I hadn't thought about it, but yes, that's right. And the fake news, the lamestream news, they never cover what hasn't happened. That's right, though. Not one attack. Thank you, Karen. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, you. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC
Person?
News.
Person?
Man, woman, Mr. camera, TV. Yes, Tony. Yes.
Mr. President, why are you pushing schools to reopen with students in the classroom and even threatening to withhold money from those who don't, despite what the science and the data tells us?
Well, Tony, it's Ivanka. She's driving me crazy every day. Papa, will you get me more foreign trademarks so I can sell my shit? I'm bored. Can I go to watch the protesters get beat on? Papa, can't we have the park cleared with tear gas again? Can we sue someone? Papa, can we launder some more money? Papa, can't we skim off the top of someone else's charity? Can we dig up the tennis courts and see how much the bodies have decomposed? I can't take it anymore, Tony. I want her back in school. Next question.
Mr. President.
Fuchsia Hall, BuzzFeed News. Mr. President, why are you holding coronavirus press briefings without doctors?
Well, that just goes to show what you know, Pinky. Dr. Burks is just outside the door in those briefings. If you listen closely, you can hear her scratching at the door and trying to bang her head on the door and shout, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong?"
Person?
Man, woman, camera, TV. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Gary Gander, New York AP. You said in your interview with Chris Wallace that you have seen and read stuff that makes you say that schools are teaching our students to hate our country. What exactly is it that you saw or read, sir?
I read the book, Adventures of Liberal Democrat Mouse Who Hates His Country. I saw a teacher reading that book aloud to an elementary school classroom, and the kids were crying. Next question.
Mr. President. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Many people began in public service for a reason. President Obama says he was led by his Christian faith. Nancy Pelosi's father was mayor of Baltimore, and she heard her father guiding immigrants to agencies that could help them. So often, she learned to answer their questions. Hillary Clinton worked with the Children's Defense Fund. So what guided you to public service?
Well, my faith, my Christian faith.
Mr. President, your niece Mary said that your sister Marianne Trump Barry was baffled by your evangelical supporters, because you only went to church if the cameras were running.
Well, she is a fucking bitch.
Who are you referring to, sir? Your sister or your niece?
They're both motherfucking cunts.
Oof. Are you saying it might be genetic?
I'm saying, Emmett Manning, don't ask me about either of those fucking pigs ever again.
Yes, sir. Understood. Getting back to be guided by your Christian faith, what aspect of Christianity are you guided by? For example, do you know the Ten Commandments?
Of course I do. I do know the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt
have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt have no other gods before moi. And I never have had. I've had fewer gods before moi than anyone in the world. People are amazed. They say, "How did you do that?"
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That's a good one, and I almost did once. I almost made a graven image, and then I remembered the commandment.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in.
She's giving him the answer. Karen Von Carlson of OAN is giving him the answers.
Gary Gender, I did not call on you.
Sir, you're cheating on the Ten Commandments.
Do you have a question, Gary?
I do, sir. You are running ads that dramatize this idea that if Biden is elected, the police won't answer the phone in an emergency. Biden has said he does not support in any way eliminating the police. So why do you keep making that claim?
Because it is true. If Biden is elected president, no one will answer the phone. Biden doesn't answer the phone. I tried to call him in his basement. I got his machine. It said, "You have reached Joe Biden. Jill and I cannot come to the phone right now because we are out ruining the suburbs." Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News.
Hello, Tony.
Hello, Mr. President. Thank you. Sir, you said you aced the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test, and that you have said it because you have a very good memory.
That's right. Tony, right? Tony Romo?
That's right, Mr. President. But, Mr. President, if that's the case, sir, why were your written answers to the Mueller investigation questions riddled with the phrases, "I do not recall," and "I have no independent recollection"?
Well, Tony, they did not ask me what day it is, and there were no elephant pictures to identify. How was I supposed to remember at least 140 contacts between my campaign and the Russians? This is a media trap, Tony Romo. Go trap the rats in your COVID-infected pizza shop. Next question, next question.
Mr. President. Yes, Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Many Americans are worried about getting sick. What should a person do?
Man, woman, camera, TV.
Yes, sir. If a person thinks
man,
that they're
woman,
sick.
Man, woman, camera, TV. Man, woman, TV.
Great. Sir, if what would the average person think?
Man, woman, TV, camera.
So if a woman were to get sick.
Man, TV, camera. This press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.